Do you have a productivity system? Well, that's this week's question and finding the right one for you. Hello and welcome to episode 101 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. I am frequently asked about my own productivity system and how to set things up the way I set them up. The problem here is that what works for me may not work for you. The way I work, the way I think, and the way I organize my files has been created over many years and are a result of all those things above, plus the work I do. You will be different. Your work is different, the way you think is different, and your goals and objectives in life will be different. So in this week's episode, I answer a question about this and why it causes so many people to give up trying to organize their lives around a few simple systems. Now, before we get into this week's question, though, I want to say that if any of you are in the Skillshare learning program, then many of my shorter courses are on Skillshare. Now, if you're familiar with Skillshare, Skillshare is a subscription-based learning center where you pay a monthly subscription and have access to thousands of shortish courses. I learned Adobe InDesign on Skillshare a couple of years ago. It's a fantastic place to learn about so many amazing things from coding, productivity, creativity, and photography. It's well worth a subscription. And if you use the link in the show notes, you can get yourself 2 months of free access to all of Skillshare's classes. You could learn a lot in 2 months. And by signing up using the link here, you help me too. Now that sounds like an awesome deal. So help yourself and help me at the same time and get yourself signed up for Skillshare. Okay, on to the question. And that means handing you over to the returning mystery podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from James. James asks, "Hi Carl, I love this podcast. And my question is, all the various productivity experts tell us to follow this system or that system, and I find it all confusing. Could you tell me which is the best productivity system to follow so I don't have to keep experimenting?"
Thank you, James, for your question. I completely understand how confusing things can get with so many bits of advice out there. A lot of the advice, and I've been guilty of this myself, pushes people towards a specific way of organizing and managing their work. In reality, every one of us are different, and what might work for me and the way I think is not necessarily going to work for everyone else. This is one of the reasons why these days I show many different ways to manage Todoist and Evernote on my YouTube channel, because there really are a multitude of different ways to manage your time and your work. That said, there are also some fundamentals that if you skip, no amount of ways you organize your stuff will help. And those fundamentals are collecting everything. If you're not collecting your tasks, commitments, and appointments into a trusted place, then you will rely on your head to remember everything, which means you won't remember everything. Relying on your head to remember everything is what leads to the feelings of overwhelm and stress. Your brain does not know how to manage all those inputs. Are they short-term reminders, long-term? Your brain does not know how to distinguish between these. So it reminds you to talk to your partner about next year's summer holiday while you are on a stage pitching your latest product to 4,000 prospective buyers. Once you've collected everything, how you organize it matters. If you collect everything into just one list, soon that list will become huge and overwhelming to the point where you will no longer want to look at it. When that happens, the list becomes meaningless. If nothing else, you need a list for your work stuff and your home stuff. After that, how you organize it is really up to you. You might prefer to organize by, say, projects or areas of focus or context, tag or label. It really is up to you. After that, all you need to focus on is doing the work. That's why COD, collect, organize and do, is just a framework. How you organize things inside that framework is up to you, and that is important. The organizing part needs to be unique to the way you think and how you work. If you are new to getting yourself better organized, experiment for a while. See what works best. From my coaching practice, I've learned how we organize depends how our brains are wired for this sort of thing. It's part of my job as a coach to figure out the best way for you. A lot of that can be trial and error. The good news is it is a lot of fun learning the best way. I have one client where their to-do list is just a list of tasks and all their planning and task management happens on their calendar. Each day they select a few tasks from their to-do list manager, enters them onto their calendar for the next 48 hours, and manages everything from there. Once the task has been allocated a day and a time on their calendar, they remove the task from their to-do list manager, and it works really well for them. And that's the key point here. It works for them. What works for you? I like to have my work organized into routines. I work better when I have a fixed schedule. That's why my blog posts are written every Monday morning, my videos are recorded on a Friday afternoon, and I record this podcast on a Sunday afternoon. If my wife adopted my way of doing my work, she would hate it. My wife is much more impulsive than I am. She prefers to have a list of things to do and will do whatever she is in the mood for on that day. That works for her. That would stress me out. Another area I find can be difficult is when we plan our days. Conventional wisdom would suggest planning the next day the evening before. It allows you to go to bed knowing exactly what you will start with the next day. This way you avoid wasting time when your brain is at its freshest trying to decide what to do. However, for some people that does not work. They understand the concept, but try as they might, their discipline and willpower at the end of the day is just not there, and they skip it. Making the switch to doing it first thing in the morning can fix that. Once they switch, they have no problem spending 10 to 20 minutes planning their day. This is one of the reasons why when you copy someone else's system, you are likely to come up against a lot of problems. The way someone else works, even the type of work they do, will always be different from you. I don't get a lot of interruptions during the day, and the work I do each week is reasonably consistent. Others, in the front line of customer service, for example, each day will be different, with multiple issues to solve and a lot of interruptions. For someone in that situation, using my system would very quickly find everything breaking around them. It just would not work. In a highly disruptive environment, trying to build a consistent schedule for your work would be futile. Instead, you need to develop a system that allows you to quickly access work that needs doing when you have some time available. In this situation, labels, tags or contexts, whatever you want to call them, works much better. So does having access to your files on all your devices. If a file you need is on your computer and not accessible from a tablet or phone, then you're not going to be able to work on that file if you're not at your computer. Many of my coaching clients find blocking their final hour of their day off for focused, uninterrupted work valuable. What this means is you go and hide somewhere where you will not be disturbed and get your focused work done for the day, as well as your planning and cleaning up. For some, this means spending an extra hour at work, but the extra time spent on dealing with their backlog means they are much less stressed and don't take their work home with them. So spending a little more time at work means they have the advantage that when they do get home, they will be able to spend more quality time with their family. Alternatively, if you're a morning person, you may go into work an hour earlier. There will be no customers bothering you at that time, so you can catch up with focus work and your backlog. Again, it's all about managing stress, overwhelm, and backlog. So the bottom line, James, is if you want to create a system that fits your way of working, this is not just for your to-do list manager, but for the way you file your documents and organize your notes. Other people's ways of doing things can give you a few ideas, but it's you who will have to use your system. So you need to be making sure that your system works for your way of thinking and way of working. Remember, the foundations don't change. You need to be collecting everything that needs collecting and not trusting that your brain will remember. Once collected, you should organize what you collected in a way that will show up when you need it to show up, in a way that works for you. And finally, you need to be doing the work that matters when it matters. Now, I hope that has helped, James. And then thank you for your question. Thank you to all of you for listening too. Without you and your fantastic questions, this podcast would not exist. Don't forget, if you want to help me, please sign up for a free 2-month Skillshare account using the link in the show notes, and at the same time, help yourself to some amazing learning. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.